Owners of a $200,000 home pay $2,220 in property tax inside the old city limits of Petersburg, called Service Area 1. That same home in the rest of the borough has a tax bill of $800. Borough staff proposed raising that amount by $100 a year in Service Area 1 and $80 a year for the remainder of the borough. The justification is to make up for the eventual loss of a federal payment called Secure Rural Schools funding. During the second reading of an ordinance on next year's budget, Assemblymember Bob Lynn tried to kill the increase for property owners outside Service Area 1.
He said, I think there's a very good chance we're going to get the Secure Rural Schools funds. But even if we don't, we have sufficient money to cover it, one. And two, that the balance we have in there is that I see no reason why we should not be bringing that balance down a little bit and holding that the mill rate where it is this current year.
The borough has saved past payments from the Secure Rural Schools program and at the end of last fiscal year had over $4 million in that account. If that program is not reauthorized nationally, the money used to fund the local school district is expected to last about six more years. The increase in property tax would make that money last longer, about 9 years, and use more property tax revenue to fund the schools. Nancy Strand did not want to lower the proposed property tax rate.
I think we need to save it as long as possible. They can tell us that SRS has a good chance of passing, but until we actually see it, it hasn't passed.
The problem with raising mill rate, in my mind, is once it goes up, it never goes down.
That's Lynn responding. He and Mayor Mark Jensen were the only votes in favor of keeping the tax rate at 4 mills for the greater borough area, and that budget change failed 4-2. Later in the meeting, the assembly voted 5-1 for the higher tax rate for property owners in both Service Area 1 and the rest of the borough. Lynn was the only vote against that tax hike. In other budget changes, the Assembly approved a payment estimated at around $4,400 to the city of Kuprnoff and agreed to take that money out of a $90,000 contingency fund. That payment is essentially a pass-through of federal funding called Payment in Lieu of Taxes. That's money that the federal government gives to the borough for Tongass National Forest land within the borough. Mark Jensen and Nancy Strand voted against it, but it passed 4-2. The Assembly also voted 5-1 against restoring money in the Electrical Department's budget for the purchase of property and improvement of land next to the Downtown Power and Light Building. Superintendent Joe Nelson proposed using that money to expand the parking lot close to Birch Street, remove trees near a transformer, and do other work. Nelson told the Assembly it was an important project.
And we can't even drive in and out of our area there without backing into traffic. I can't get in and out of my parking place without backing in and out of traffic on the busiest intersection in town. So there is a definite need there. It is not a glorified parking lot. It is a needed project, and it was well defined as I put it into the budget. And the city manager took a look at it, and he agreed that, yes, this is something that needs to be done.
Kurt Wallhuter proposed restoring the money, but he was the only vote for that change, and it was not voted back into the spending plan. Mayor Mark Jensen also pointed out two things he'd like to change in the budget.
In this budget, there's a proposed a wage increase for all department heads, which is going to amount to $41,000. If I could make a motion, I would probably ask that we didn't do that this year, since we're so close on the budget. Another item in the budget is we're counting on $30,000 of revenue from marijuana tax sales. And if we're going into the contingency to balance a $4,400 deficit, I'm not so sure that money's going to show up.
Nevertheless, Jensen said he'd vote for the spending plan in its second reading and think about changes for its third and final reading. The budget passed in second reading on a 5-1 vote with Lynn voting no. It could still see additional changes at the Assembly's next meeting, which was rescheduled for May 30th at noon. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.